Hello, my name is Elijah Darkea. I have been coming to this church for 10 years, and while I love and respect this community, I do not consider myself a Unitarian Universalist. This is mostly because I do not entirely agree with many of the UU principles, and partially because my teenage contrarianism prevents me from conforming to any one faith or religion. I am in most terms an atheist, and while I see how many religions and spiritual practices can be helpful to many people, I myself find it to be a little outdated. The coming-of-age program changed and developed the way I see many things about myself and the world, and has given me a greater sense of community, but it failed to change some of my nihilistic views on faith. I often make short-sighted lies and have found I am not very trustworthy, and have accordingly gained a certain distrust for others, because if I can't be trusted, who can? It's flawless logic. And that leads to the apprehensiveness that to believe in an omnipotent being, with evidence I've seen that contradicts that. I think that most of the world's curses and blessings don't come from demons or gods, but rather come from people themselves, because they subconsciously need good or bad things to motivate them, and good things to reward. That joy and suffering exists because people allow them to. However, I also find that people are inherently flawed. This is a little bit of why I don't consider myself Unitarian Universalism, is because I find it's a bit too optimistic. Primarily with the sixth principle, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Not only does this seem implausible, but with my understanding of the human nature, it also seems impossible. People need some sort of conflict where they will otherwise become complacent. No goals, no meaning. And while we can get pretty close, the world peace seems like an absurd idea. But people have a while to get. People have to work to it themselves without assistance from some cosmic entity. While I firmly believe this, I lack the motivation to actually help this cause. Rather, I run simulations in my head about how these problems could theoretically be solved. To do this, I often escape to my quote-unquote safe space. I think it's actually very healthy for someone to have a safe place, mentally and or physically, to go when things feel a little unfortunate. My safe space is no less than entire reality, where I am creator and destroyer of any existence. This gives me a sense of control I wouldn't otherwise have. It acts as a bank or vault for my ideas, where I set stories, write religions, spawn creatures. It also takes about a tenth of my brain, which may or may not be a good thing. In any case, it's where I do the majority of my thinking, and that includes my various ideas on our current future of the world. I get a little worried when pessimism and realism start to overlap, but then I can always just think. Thank you.
Being the age that I am often asked what I want to do to make the world a better place or what I think is wrong or right in the world. Having thought about this, I feel I can reduce my answers to a few simple ideas. Jerks are what is wrong in the world. They are people who try to inflict harm upon me or someone else, regardless of whether they know their target or not. The reason they are this way is because they haven't learned to appreciate their differences with other people. However, being a jerk is a temporary state of being, so not everybody who has ever been a jerk is currently still a jerk. Because of this, we can't treat former jerks with less respect because of who they once were. We must also respect people who are currently jerks because antagonizing them intensifies the problem. My second answer to the question of what I want to do to make the world a better place is to make music. I want to do this because music inspires me. It isn't always the same and can be used as a way of expressing thoughts or emotions without talking. In the words of Simon and Garfunkel, "In the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening." Music makes the world a better place in that it can help the aforementioned jerks solve the problems that brought them into that state of being. Those problems are usually based around sorrow or anger, which can be caused by events in one's life. Music helps jerks express themselves and get their feelings out. When listening to music, they can relax and move, dance, socialize, and form community. Because of all this, I am motivated to become a musician. I think that jerks are a problem and that music is the solution.
Amen. Hold up a mirror and ask yourself what you are capable of doing and what you really care about. Then take the initiative. Don't wait for someone else to ask you to act. Sylvia Earle. Throughout my entire life, I have loved being in the water. There's just something magical about plunging in and out of the waves or diving down to touch the sand. Something about the ocean seems to call me. Maybe it's the way the sea is so mysterious, or maybe it's the creatures in the ocean have been around for billions of years. Perhaps it's the fact that we have only explored 5% of it. Whatever the reason, I know I want to dedicate my life to conserving it. One reason the sea is so amazing is that it's been around for billions of years. Humans have only happened to arrive in the last 200,000 or so of those, and we've done a good job of squandering what we have. Coral reefs of the world are bleaching at an alarming rate. Whole islands are disappearing into the Pacific. People's ancestral homes are disappearing forever. And yet, no one seems in the slightest bit concerned about any of this. Whenever I think about how just plain indifferent some people are, it makes me want to scream. Without the oceans, life on Earth would cease to exist. We get 70% of our oxygen from the seas. Our lifeblood is in great peril. I want to change this. I will change this. We as human beings hold a responsibility to protect the environment, to protect this little blue dot we call home. Nature holds this amazing power to protect and to heal, to make us feel new. If I'm not feeling great myself, or I just need some time to clear my mind, the thing that really helps me is being outside. There's just something about the feeling of the wind on my face and breathing in the fresh air that helps me feel centered. Sometimes when I stop in and take a moment to take it all in, I feel this immense awe. There are so many complex and diverse ecosystems, each one a web of individuals coming together to form something larger than themselves. In the seventh principle, it states that we affirm and promote the respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Life is chaotic. We aren't just interwoven or tangled in a messy knot of love and mistakes. We're all in this together. And although sometimes we may feel distant or apart from this, we're all part of the web. The magnitude of our open natural places can make us feel tiny or insignificant, but in reality, that's not true. We are all so significant, every single one of us, and it starts with me. My mission is to create change. My mission is to be change. Every day, we're faced with countless choices about who we want to decide to be. Every choice has power. I choose to let that power affect positive change on this earth. The question I ask myself every day is, what can I do? How can me, living my life, make a difference? Because that's how I want to live my life, by making a difference.
On the sea, birds of prey above, all that lies beneath, no longer what it was, it changed. Why can't we relay shadows from the deep? Thoughts we're afraid of, secrets that we keep, the surface of our love and hate. Why can't we relate with ourselves, with what we open up?
I'm Haley Smith, and I'm joyful. I'm 14, and people are asking me, who are you, and what are your goals in life? Well, let me tell you, I'm a very courageous and brave young woman. I play piano, and I'm a Girl Scout. My troop number is 30784. Some of my goals are to finish high school and go to my dream college. I still go through life still trying to figure out who I really am. I'm still learning who I am and who I might become. I want to be the best version of me as I can. Some of my beliefs are friendships are a very valuable thing. In high school, it can become a really difficult thing because you might want to carry other people's doubts or drama, but you just have to be a champ and not let that get to you. I believe that you should be yourself, and being yourself looks like doing things that make you happy. I believe in love and happiness. If you have love and happiness in your life, you will be more joyful. You have to believe in yourself in order for you to move on in life. I have my own personality, and the only people who shape that is my friends and family. I am Haley Smith, and I am joyful.
I believe in a world where justice, nature, honesty, trust, and love are valued. I believe that these are essential for a person to be whole, and if that one does not have these values in their life, they will always be incomplete. These values are important to me because as I have grown up, I have seen these values honored less than they should be, and I don't think that is right. I also have learned that I am most happy when I stick to these values and the values than when they are lived around me. I also support these values because they connect with all our seven principles in some way. For example, I value justice, which connects with the first and sixth principle directly and some of the others indirectly. All of the seven principles, I believe, are good ways to try and live life because they include the values I just shared about. I believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that everything is controlled by something we cannot fully understand or explain, and that is not one specific being or object. I think that although there is something that controls the world, we still have control over our own actions, and that is why we should try and understand the reason something happens. Although an experience or situation might be negative or seem like a complete disaster at a certain moment, it will most likely have a positive effect sometime in the future. For example, the thought of starting at a new school without any of my old friends seemed terrifying, but it has allowed me to make new friends and have new experiences I would have never had before. I believe that everything affects everything, which has to do with the seventh principle about the interdependent web of all creation. Even the smallest thing that seems completely insignificant can affect something dramatically. If one person gives another person a compliment and that person becomes happier by it, that person could spread their happiness they feel to people around them, and pretty soon one person has affected lots of people by making them happier. I live out these ideas and values by trying my best to think before I act, to help others when they need it, and by looking for the best in every situation. When someone is explaining something I do not think is correct or I don't understand, I try to wait before cutting them off and responding. When someone asks for help or for a favor, I always try to help them as best I can and make sure they are able to get help if I cannot help them. When I am in a situation or something happens that I do not like, I stop and think about why I am in the situation, how long I will be in the situation, and if I actually just need to look at the situation differently for it to be improved. In a world with many injustices, it is essential to be aware of the effect you have on Earth and that all things have a purpose and that by living with positive values and following the UU principles, a person can truly live a happy, spiritual, and meaningful life.